Yo, what's up? Right now, this is Mac Miller.
Mac Miller,
that's my homie.
Mac, that's my homie.
Mac Miller, this kid is the new Eminem.
Mac Miller, not a fan. I don't really like.
I'm Mike from WGLZ 91.5. We are college radio, and we are passionately vocal. Stay tuned to the artist spotlight to hear the ups and downs of one of the most influential rappers to come out of Pittsburgh. You know how much you love it when you get it in abundance. Give up by the budget when you always be the
subject of discussion, but it's nothing when you stop and just say, because you walk in. Mac Miller was a stepping stone for music in Pittsburgh. With a reputable following at only 15 and his first hit in 2011 at 19, Mac became one of the youngest artists to go viral at the time. With hits like Donald Trump, The Spins, and Kool-Aid and Frozen Pizza, Mac enjoyed immediate success. And Nardwual vs. Mac Miller on July 13, 2011, posted to the Nardwual Serviette on YouTube, Mac details his come up in Pittsburgh and how it all started.
Man, Shadow Lounge is a spot in Pittsburgh, man. It's right by, you know, that's where I got my start performing, really. That's where I performed when the crowd was like 100 to 150 people, and we used to do like freestyle competitions at Shadow Lounge, and that's just like a lot of history for me. That's where I got my whole start.
Being a young white Jewish artist wasn't easy for Mac coming up. He struggled expanding his venues and getting support. Even when he started to make a name for himself, his identity was compared to other people, which took value from his name. In an interview with Forbes on December 16, 2011, posted to the Forbes Life channel on YouTube, he explains this and how he kept his head up.
People are gonna call me Eminem. Maybe because I'm white, or they're gonna call me Wiz because I'm from Pittsburgh and that's my friend. But I don't really worry about comparisons, you know, because when it's all said and done, you know, there will be no more comparisons.
However, it seemed like Mac Miller's happiness and positive mindset was only temporary. His love came from music, so when he finally made it big, music became work, which brought negativity and an unhealthy headspace. It was at this time Mac sank into what appeared to be a slippery slope of drugs and reckless behavior. He outlined this on Larry King on the Larry King YouTube channel in 2015.
I had a drug problem, you know, for a long time. It wasn't just in music, but I definitely was going through a drug problem and I think it was more my state of mind.
Mac expresses how fame turned him from a fun, childlike innocence to a path of drug use. His fans were concerned, but it also made the issue worse. Even when they tried to make it better, the constant need to please somebody else is what kept him down. He details this again in the same Larry King interview posted in 2015 to the Larry King channel on YouTube.
Fame is tricky because you read what's said about you, then you know what you know to be true, and the lines start to blur.
Mac Miller later released new music, which clearly showed how he was feeling. A combination of spiritual but also deep sadness came from his music. It was clear now to the many accumulated fans that Mac Miller was not healthy physically nor mentally and needed help. However, with so many people to please, Mac felt unable to voice his pain in any other way but music. Mac explains that when he stops music, his people worry about him. But when he uses music to express himself, people still worry. So he just smiles and says he's okay. He again talks about this on the Zane Lowe interview from 2018 on Apple Music.
Me, like, I can find any story I want about myself. Do you know what I mean? So I used to look at my phone, scroll through Twitter and Instagram, and get my ego stroked and destroyed in 5 minutes every morning. Do you know what I mean? Like, someone being like, you are the greatest thing ever. You suck.
He further backed this up by explaining how social media and his fans and haters are what gave him his success and his voice, but also what made him depressed. Mac quit social media and had a fall off from music for a brief period of time, making fans question if he was getting worse and if Mac would ever return to the person they fell in love with. He explains this in his interview from 2018 with Zane Lowe on Apple Music.
People who have been with me through being a 19-year-old wide-eyed kid to being a self-destructive, depressed drug user to, you know, making love music to all these different stages. And then they see something like that and they worry. So your first reaction is, let me tell them I'm cool.
Welcome back to the Artist Spotlight on WGLZ 91.5. We are college radio and we are passionately vocal. As previously stated, Mac Miller had fallen into the lowest point of his life. But there's ups and downs to every story, and Mac Miller got through his depression after several years of struggling. From the Light Through the Clouds came the Divine Feminine album, which changed the trajectory of Mac's career in the Pittsburgh sound forever. Excited, got a devil who is so, trying to get through to you because I can't keep on doing.
The work that music had become for Mac Miller then turned into a part of his career where he abstained from music. However, at this point in his life, he was more focused on music and his brand more than anything. Once Mac came back from his depressed state, he started working on music again, except this time it was a positive influence, as he states in the same Zane Lowe interview from 2018 on Apple Music.
When I put that record out, that was the first time I had a clear head in 10 years.
Mac outlines how he used his time to reconstruct himself for the better. He states that depression fuels itself because once you get unmotivated to do things, you miss opportunities. He further states his ideas on the interview with Izzy on the Rap Therapy segment of the Ellie YouTube channel from 2016.
So this is your time that you have to grow just with you. You have an opportunity to shit on the world right now. So if you left your apartment in the beginning of the day and decided to walk somewhere, throughout that day, there will be a million things to do. So do them.
Mac understands the emotions that go into change. He claims that being scared is how you know it's worth it. In the same interview, he compares it to skydiving and how once you get over your fears, it can become one of your greatest pleasures, which he further states in the Rap Therapy interview with Izzy on the Ellie YouTube channel from 2016.
It's like skydiving. Forcing it, you're terrified to do something by yourself, you're terrified to not have love in your life. Jump out of the plane and you'll want to go jump out of the plane again. It's the most beautiful thing ever. This is a chance to level up, you know what I mean, for yourself.
Mac became more vocal about his feelings and lyrics. It becomes more and more artistic throughout each album, but after The Divine Feminine, Mac Miller found analogies and smart ways to compare his pain and his pleasures. He explains a little bit about what his lyrics mean and how they flow in his interview with Genius Lyrics on YouTube in September 13th, 2016.
Is you have the God, the devil, who is who, you know what I mean? But you trying to get through to you, like, you feel me? God, the devil, you trying to get through to you. You know what I'm saying? So what's the difference?
Mac was finally back to being in his childhood state of mind, and he even admits it in an interview covering his song Dang with Genius Lyrics on YouTube in 2016, which came after the Divine Feminine album.
Like a very vital reason for this song being what it is, because I think that I'm a big believer in the universe and all that stuff, so I think that energy adds like a lot of emotion to the song.
Mac Miller's life came full circle from being a child who loves music and is happy to be alive to a depressed addict back to happy and in love with music. Unfortunately, this cycle ended with Mac overdosing on bad habits from his depressed phase. You can hear the last moments of Mac Miller's life on A Call to Paramedics, posted to TMZ on September 13, 2018. This was the last time anybody saw the legendary Pittsburgh rapper alive.
What is the emergency? How can we help you? Are you there with him now? When's the last time you saw him or talked to him?
Yesterday, please.
Okay. Hurry. Stay with me on the line, okay? We're already on the way there now. I'm going to give you instructions. Can you wake him up?
From a young, wide-eyed kid with a dream to a man with demons trying to find himself, Mac Miller in his many phases brought music that brings people together and helps them express themselves in ways that he couldn't. Mac Miller lived as a lesson and a source of light for people going through similar emotions, as seen on the Larry King interview on his YouTube channel from 2015.
For me, it's being able to touch and affect people in a positive way and have music that lasts for a long time, have a long career, and just, you know, being able to be influential in a positive way.
Mac Miller only wanted to spread a positive message, even when he was going through his own depression. Success to Mac was never money, and it was never fame. It was leaving a long imprint that could help people throughout the many years through music. And that's exactly what he did.